Voters in Massachusetts may have an opportunity this fall to decide if the recreational use of marijuana should be legalized. Already, the use of medical marijuana is legal for those with a doctor's prescription, and 4 dispensaries are open. 13 more are in the works. Should voters approve recreational use, an entire system of regulations would need to be put in place. So, in preparation, 8 Massachusetts state senators are in Colorado right now, learning how that state has dealt with the marijuana change. WBUR's Steve Brown is also in Denver and joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Steve, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what the state senators are hearing and learning on the ground there, Steve.
Well, they heard that regulating recreational marijuana is going to take up an awful lot of their time. It's not just a question of, okay, it's legal, smoke them if you got them. Although it's really not just smoking it. People are really getting their marijuana now through edibles, concentrates, and vaping. The state is going to have to deal with agriculture, regulating the actual growing of the plants. Where can the growing facilities be located? Where can processing and extracting take place? And how to regulate the dispensaries? And how is marijuana use taxed?
So who are they hearing from? Who did the state senators hear from yesterday?
Well, first up, after some introductions, was the director of marijuana coordination. He's often referred to as the marijuana czar. He's named Andrew Friedman. He's been on the job for about 2 years. He urged that the senators not be shy when first regulating the industry.
I just think that there's a lot you can think about on the front end that, again, some of it might look silly 5-10 years from now, but I think better to look silly than to have walked down a path that you didn't want to walk down.
Well, what sort of regulation is Andrew Friedman talking about, Steve?
Well, a whole host of things, advertising, packaging, determining if the windows in a retail dispensary have to be blocked out so you can't see inside from the sidewalk. Should certain types of marijuana-based products be banned? Now, the senators also heard from Dr. Larry Wolk, who is the head of the Colorado Department of Public Health, who said that Colorado has seen an increase in the number of marijuana-related emergency room visits and hospitalizations since recreational use has been legalized. Although he said a lot of those hospitalizations and ER visits are actually from out-of-state visitors and tourists who come to Colorado to partake. Now, finally, they heard from a police chief who spoke about the need for better tests to determine if drivers are operating under the influence of marijuana.
Do you think they're getting a lot out of this trip?
I think they are getting a lot out of the trip. I think their heads are actually spinning from all the information that they've been given just on the first day. And there are 3 more days ahead. Now, in the next month or so, the Senate Special Committee on Marijuana will issue a report with their recommendations for what regulations to put in place. Quincy Senator John Keenan says the issue is very complex.
It touches just about every single policy area that we deal with at the State House, whether it's public safety, public health, whether it's education, all of them come into play, and that's been really highlighted today.
You said that the Massachusetts delegation is in Denver for 3 more days. What's on the agenda today, Steve?
Well, today is the field trip portion of the visit. The senators will start the day at an extraction facility, which prepares liquid marijuana extract for use in vaporizers and other products. They'll then tour a couple of cultivation and processing facilities, and then they will meet with 5 members of the Colorado legislature for lunch before finishing up the day touring a retail marijuana dispensary.
Steve, I know you'll be following along with the delegation today and for the rest of the trip, but I have to ask, are they sampling marijuana while they're there? Do you know?
I am not aware of any sampling being taken place by the delegation, and to be honest with you, I don't think they'd tell me if they did.
WBUR's Steve Brown speaking with us from Denver, Colorado. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Bob.